everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. This is a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. And as always, I have a fantastic show in store for you with a great conversation. I know it will inspire all of you. Before we jump into the topic at hand, I definitely want to welcome anyone who may be listening for the first time. So good to have you here with me. Hope you'll join me every week at this time or listen on the archives, because you can have it both ways, either listen live or get it sent to you. If you go to my email, to my website, What Women Must Know, or to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, I post these shows on a regular basis or email them out to you if you opt into my newsletter. So you will be sure to catch every single episode, and you definitely want to catch every single episode because I have such inspiring people on my show. And I also wanted to remind everyone that the Progressive Radio Network has an app called The Progressive Radio. So if you do a search in the App Store for The Progressive Radio, you'll get the app. It's a free app. And if you download it, that gives you access to all the radio shows. You can listen live. You can go into the archives. And that's another way that you can listen to my show whenever it is convenient for you. So hope you'll get the app and continue listening to Progressive Radio Network. We've got some great programming here that supports you in understanding what's going on in the world and allowing you to make those informed decisions for your health and well-being. So I have a very interesting show for you today. It's a fascinating topic. It certainly caught my attention. And we're going to be exploring the amazing healing power of tourmaline. And many of you may be very fascinated with various stones, healing power of stones, crystals. So this show is going to really reveal to you just how powerful one particular form of crystal, which is called tourmaline, is, and the healing powers attributed to a very special type. And to help us explore this subject, I have two amazing guests. Dr. Michael Evangel, tried to get that right, Michael, and Fred Dumbro, thank you. And let me just tell you about Dr. Mike. He taught sciences for 6 years, starting in 1975, while he earned a master's degree in environmental health. He has been practicing chiropractic as a chiropractic physician since 1986. He is a seventh degree black belt in Taekwondo. He was invited by the South Korean national Taekwondo team to be their attending physician in the Asian Games in 1986. Dr. Mike has taught police defensive tactics for over 25 years and instructed many federal agents, including agents from the FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service. He writes a blog for the Ramsey Patch on health, fitness, longevity, nutrition, and environment. And my other guest, Fred Dumbro, is a third-generation textile chemist and textile engineer. He owned and operated Coral Dye and Finish in Paterson, New Jersey for over 20 years, where he had over 100 employees. Fred learned family textile secrets from his father and grandfather that are not taught in schools, even at the PhD level. During that time, Fred developed a proprietary infusion technique to bond a quaternary antimicrobial to fabric, which major manufacturers attempted to do for decades and never were able to accomplish. This technique was modified to Far Infrared Industries' patent-pending mineral infusion technology, which is what makes our products unique. So if this is all sounding very intriguing to you, as it should, we're going to jump right in and learn about an amazing healing technology. So first of all, Dr. Mike, you're a scary person. I didn't know this. I didn't even know that you can
get You should work with him.
Seven. I didn't even know you can get seventh degree black belts. I didn't know it went that high. I mean, that's impressive. You don't look like you're
ninth,
that dangerous.
Actually. But sometimes you get the ninth after you're dead. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, I'll celebrate that degree. So you have such an interesting background, but you're committed as a chiropractor and working with the healing arts and supporting people in getting healthy and staying healthy. You're a very dedicated practitioner. I just want to say to my listeners that I had the great pleasure of meeting both of you through my friend who is listening, Jeffrey Bear. I know he's out there in New Jersey land. And
he's out there in our office now, too.
And there he is in New Jersey land.
There he is.
And
he showed up.
There
wasn't even a bear hunt this month.
So Jeff was telling me about what you've been doing for quite a while, and I just never really got it. I think it's hard to understand anyway unless you have an experience and talk to the source of this creation. But I was so thrilled when I was in New Jersey, a couple of months ago now, and was able to meet both you and Fred and Jeff in person. And it was a wonderful time. I really got inspired by what you have created and another advanced technology for healing on many levels. So that's why I just was very thrilled to have you on the show, and you can introduce what you're doing out there into the world, because I have people listening from all over the world. So, Dr. Mike, let's start with you. I'm going to start at the very beginning. So,
okay.
Dr. Mike, can you explain what the nanotechnology you're using with tourmaline? So you've created a technology using the crystal tourmaline, which is a beautiful crystal. If anyone has seen tourmaline, I love tourmaline. What was it about this technology that impressed you? And tell us a little bit more about what it is.
Okay, well, tourmaline is a semi-precious stone, and it's used for jewelry. It's been used all over the world by many cultures for the healing properties. And I was always very skeptical about crystal healing myself years ago, because there's a lot of people that are almost like selling snake oil. And everybody knows this, that it's in the healthcare business, that there are things that work and there are things that don't work. And like a number of years ago, shark cartilage, and we all remember that, was really big. And you never hear about shark cartilage. I haven't heard for years about shark cartilage.
But there's no sharks left.
Yeah, right. But so different phases are, healthcare goes through different phases, but tourmaline's been around for thousands of years, so it's really not a phase. But I was skeptical because I have a background as basically a scientist, but also a background in martial arts, so I've seen a lot of pretty crazy things from martial arts that are not really explained by science. I've seen people do things that are incredible. But what got me interested myself is that I had a problem with my left shoulder, and a good friend of mine, Dr. Ted Koren, told me a couple of years ago that in Hebrew there's no word for coincidence, that everything's supposed to be ordained by God. So I think that I had this pain in my shoulder for a reason. And then I was introduced to tourmaline. I put a piece of tourmaline-infused tape, which is not as good as the tape we have today, but it was a lesser generation one. But still, it was good enough to – well, the pain was so bad that – it felt like somebody was stabbing me in my left shoulder every time I would take a shower in the morning and wash under my right armpit. And that's not too good of a feeling. And I was getting adjusted. I was doing different things. And I was to the point that morning, by coincidence, that I was considering getting an MRI, because my primary care physician is a patient of mine, and I've been a patient of his from the 1980s. And I was going to call him up and ask him for an MRI, but then I got this piece of tape, and it said watermelon tourmaline. And I thought that, it must come from watermelons, but it's not from watermelons. It's just called watermelon tourmaline because it actually looks like it's like a geode that looks like a watermelon. So I put the piece of tape on my shoulder. The next morning, I went to take a shower, and I said, this seems like it doesn't hurt that much. Maybe it's a placebo effect. Maybe I'm just hoping that it doesn't hurt. So then after a couple of days went by, and pain was reduced by about 50%, where it seemed like it was getting worse and worse every day. So that's what really got me interested in the tourmaline. I started to do a lot of research on it. And then I met Fred. And after that, we've been pretty much inseparable. As a matter of fact, my wife calls him my wife. And my son was quite curious one day when he heard that, because, you know, he was 10 years old at the time, but, you know, kids are curious. I said, no, it's not my wife. It's his mom's idea of a joke. So then we've been developing new formulations and new products, and we have 7 patents pending right now, and we've been dealing with a lot of really fabulous people. It's been like a whirlwind, and Jeff is one of the people we've been dealing with, and actually we're going to be working with Jeff on a secret formula coming up in the future. Now, I can't tell you what it is. The joke was, when people used to say, you work for the Secret Service, what do you do? I said, well, it's a secret. If I tell you, I have to kill you. So, do you want to know? So, then we shut people up pretty quickly.
I think
so
you guys are practicing.
That's how I got involved with the whole situation. And then when Fred first met me, I didn't find this out until quite a bit later, that he thought that he wanted me to possibly be a spokesperson for his company, but he didn't tell me that until about 6 months later. But then he didn't realize I was going to be his partner.
And here we are. So Fred.
Here we are.
So, I was going to say, I appreciate the fact that I'm giving you guys an opportunity to really work out your comedy routine together. Sounds like you're well progressed on that path.
Well, we are. We did a telethon last year. We do another one this year for stroke and aphasia, because by coincidence, the founder of that is a patient of mine, and it's a very worthy cause. And we like to, you know, get involved in different worthy causes, and it was amazing the people that were stroke survivors. Now, we never say stroke victims, it's stroke survivor. And we have to, you know, be politically correct nowadays whenever we say anything, because when we were young, well, Archie Bunker would never make it today. I think the censors would cut him, you know, right off. But we've helped a lot of people with their. Now, somebody criticized me. He's like, how are you going to help people with strokes? But we're not helping with the stroke. We're helping with the physical problems that they have as a result of the stroke. And it's helped tremendously with their aches and pains and challenges they go through.
And really, their challenges are mobility with atrophied limbs and, you know, the way they walk. You know, that's a big problem. And we can help with that. You know, a simple piece of tape, a sleeve. Can take someone's hand. And we're not saying that we develop functionality, but a little bit more mobility, and they can operate and do things a little more comfortably, walk a little more comfortably. So we're not really curing it, but we're just making their lives a little bit better and easier to deal with their issues.
Well, one great quote that go ahead.
Well, let me just jump in here, Fred. We need to know what nanotourmaline is, because you are working with the nanotechnology with the tourmaline crystal. And
right.
For all of us to understand the healing benefits from using these materials and the textiles that you're infusing with this nanotourmaline, people need to know, first of all, What is nanotourmaline? How did you get to have the proprietary access to this technology?
Okay, but just what a nanometer is, first of all, a meter is a little more than 3 feet. And a millimeter is a thousandth of that. And a thousandth of a millimeter is a micron. And a thousandth of a micron is a nanometer. So that's, we're talking about the range of size, which is very, very small, obviously.
Very,
small.
Very small.
And to explain the difference between a micron, well, you want to talk about it? You work with micron particles
really,
first.
The way I had started is with acquiring micron-sized particles of black tourmaline.
Now, when you say micron, it's not one micron. It's the micron range, which might be 30 to 50 microns, the average size. So when people don't get the misunderstanding, that's actually one micron.
Right. So, you know, I started
very
working.
Very small is what we need to know.
Tiny.
Very, very, very tiny. But at first I had started working with larger particle sizes, getting results, not knowing that we would be able to develop something better in the future. But as time went on, you know, we did some research to find out that you'll get a greater energy from a smaller particle size. So.
Okay, and I found that on the National Institute of Health, at PubMed.gov, that it's a surface area phenomena to produce far infrared with tourmaline. So when you think about it, I mean, this is mind-boggling when you think the difference between nanometer and a micron, because, you know, each one is like 20 or 30 nanometers or 50 microns in that range. And they're jet pulverized to get down to the smallest particle they can get, which is the nanometer size particle by today's technology. But if you look at the difference between just a micron and a nanometer, and if you thought of them as being cubes, it would take 1 billion with a B, 1 billion nanometer cubes to build one micron cube, because it's 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000. So if you think of the difference in surface area between the nanometer particles and the micron particles, it's tremendous difference in surface area. And just about what the tourmaline does, there's three different energies that are given off. The first one mentioned far infrared, because that's called the thermal photonic conversion. And that's taking body heat and converting it into far infrared energy. And the benefits of far infrared have been very well established. Far infrared sauna has been used for thousands of years before they even knew what infrared was. But infrared really accelerates the healing process of the body, because it increases the mitochondria that burn fuel to produce more energy. And that's, you know, very important. The second energy that's given off is when mechanical energy hits the tourmaline. It could be from stretching, pulling, touching, rubbing, anything like that, any type of mechanical energy, and it produces negative ions. And negative ions are like after a thunderstorm, there are a lot of negative ions. It's when you breathe after a thunderstorm and it just feels invigorating. You have those negative ions, and that's very therapeutic. And that makes the body more alkaline and reduces free radicals. And just about everybody but the FDA thinks that reduction in free radicals is anti-aging, but the FDA has not recognized that to date. And I think they will someday, just like the government's now recognizing a lot of things about nutrition. They're changing the food pyramid, although it will change in the future too, but that's a story for another day. The third energy that the tourmaline produces is the most powerful, I believe, of all three energies. And that is because every tourmaline particle has a north and south pole. And everything with a north and south pole that I know of, everything from a bar magnet to the planet Earth, gives off an energy field. And this energy field that's given off is very therapeutic. And it's the same energy that's given off by the planet Earth, which is called the Schumann resonance, which is 7.83 cycles a second. It's my theory that people get space sick not because they are away from gravity, but because they're away from this healing energy that the Earth gives off. And it's also called the heartbeat of the Earth, or the pulse of the planet. And those are basically the three energies that are given off, and that's what makes it so unique. And there's other companies that claim to have energy producing garments out there that are basically competing with us for the, you know, the people that are interested in energy healing. But we really feel, for a number of reasons, that we're better than all the competition. But we don't want to mention their names, because I want to don't want to rile them up. But they know who they are out there.
So, Fred, I'm going to go over to you now, because you...
Okay.
Because I've talked enough for now.
No, but
well, no,
Dr. Evangel is my chief scientific officer. And, you know, as, you know, I developed things, I kind of backed into it, not knowing what I was really doing, getting results where, you know, the doctor and his expertise has really worked on defining what we're doing and coming up with explanations, helping us to market these products. So that's our role.
See, people need to really understand what you're doing, and I don't think we have adequately explained it to our listeners. So that's why I want to go back to you, Fred. It's okay. Because you have taken this nanotechnology that has created these tiny microscopic particles of tourmaline, the stone, the healing stone, tourmaline. I mean, some of the in the the literature that you sent me about tourmaline is tourmaline can enhance the flow of qi or life energy, can reduce oxidative stress, can accelerate healing, can reduce inflammation, which is a big thing, along with oxidative stress-free radicals, increases blood flow and blood oxygen levels, and generates new blood vessels. These are energies that are that healing energy is emitted from this nanotechnology. And as you were explaining, when you take something and put it into very, very microscopic amounts, you actually have more surface area than if you had one big giant stone. I think that's easier for people
right.
to understand. So it emits a stronger field. But the piece that I want you to explain, Fred, is so there is this technology that has the ability to take tourmaline, which is an ancient stone that has been acknowledged for its healing energies, healing potential. And you have created it into these microscopic particles that has the ability to be infused into textiles, into materials, into cloth, into clothing, into tape that's used by physical therapists or acupuncturists to help support the different areas of the body that may be strained. Tell us more about how that came about and what exactly is it that you are doing with your textile knowledge and what are you making from it?
Well, first of all, we do speak about the tourmaline and the energies and the effects. Really, basically, what we're doing is making therapeutic wearable products. So our goal is to reduce stress, to reduce pain, and increase and aid healing through wearables, and eventually help people reduce their need for medications. So that's what our goals are.
I just want to make it clear that we're not making claims that we're reducing pain or anything because we're a general health and wellness product. And
which is correct.
Okay.
Which is correct. So, but
however, people have noticed that when they use your wearables, that their pain is lessened.
Absolutely.
So,
but just about inflammation, 7 out of 10 of the major causes of death in the United States are all due to inflammation. So inflammation has been a real buzzword in the media lately, just like shark carlers was before the sharks disappeared.
Right.
So
we're going to try to make inflammation disappear.
I want to go back to the wearables. When you say wearables, can you explain what you mean by wearables?
Wearables, I mean arm sleeves and leg sleeves. We make socks. We make blankets. We make scarves, T-shirts that really help and assist diabetics for daytime use.
We're not claiming we're reducing blood sugar, although they have told us the blood sugar goes down.
So
we're not making that claim.
We're not making that claim.
We're just reporting what we've heard.
What we've heard and what we're aware of.
I think we got that. I think we understand.
Okay, but I just have to keep on stressing
he's
that.
He's tugging on my leash.
I'm keeping a tight rope here.
But anyway, we have developed systems that aid diabetics. So we've heard. That our system does include a mattress pad and a blanket to assist for nighttime.
Oh, mattress cover.
Mattress cover, excuse me. Mattress covers. And for diabetics, daytime T-shirts are simple enough to give them overall coverage that is very, very beneficial.
So this is really a whole new dimension, you might say, of how some of these healing modalities can actually be merged with wearables, with cloth materials, cotton or microfiber, whatever, that are infused with the nano technology, the nano tourmaline technology. I mean, when you infuse this in your products, Fred, do they wash out, or are they forever?
That's a great question. Okay. Now, that's part of our secret, and really, with my years of textile knowledge and chemistry, has taught me to develop this chemistry where we make it durable and washable.
And nobody's ever taken minerals and been able to infuse them into fabrics, fibers, or textiles before.
So we have a tremendous advantage of making these products durable and lasting. Will it wear out eventually? After many years, really the fabric needs to biodegrade before it loses its energy.
Wow.
So it does have, and there's nothing that's permanent except death, obviously, but it's very close to it. It's very close to it, and long-lasting effects.
So the other thing that you're doing with this technology is making pads that you can. Well, I actually am sitting on one as we speak, but also they're really developed. Well, I don't know if they're developed for animals, but your pets can receive the healing energies that are infused in the pads. Do you want to talk a little about the pads that you've made for pets and some of the? We'll talk about the pets, and I have some other questions to ask ask both of you. But let's start with. It's not just humans that can benefit from this technology. We're also looking at how it can benefit our dogs and cats and whatever else may be hanging out on
the pads. And where this has stemmed from was I had started several years ago working with Equestrian manufacturer, a bandage manufacturer, that had been making polo wraps and bandages and leg bandages for horses for 30 years. And once we were introduced to each other, I had started with a therapeutic line of equestrian products. And getting feedback from owners, and I had known several, equestrian farm owners, where we had tried these products out. We had actually taken a horse that was completely stable ridden with a broken hip, a young horse. About a year and a half old, broke its hip, had pins and screws put in it, and was completely stable bound. Where I was given a cooler blanket for this horse, and we had put it on the horse. I had prepared it and treated it and put it on the horse. And within 6 weeks, the horse was running around like it was normal, not being ridden yet, but it was able to get out of the stable and start having a normal life as a horse would again. But it was absolutely amazing, and we do have videos of this horse actually in a ring playing with a soccer ball, running around. So that was amazing, and as the years have gone by, the horse has improved. It can be ridden. The muscles, there is still some atrophy, but the horse is continually improving, and that's what the beauty about this product, whether it's a horse or a human or a dog, the more you use it, there's always continual improvements, whether it be from muscles or bones to blood work. So it's really quite amazing. So from there, seeing the results with horses, we started with pet products and making pet mats for animals that have anxieties and or just arthritic problems as animals get older. So when we put this pet mat down on the floor animals are naturally attracted. They go right to it. 95% of the time.
Except rabbits. And then my theory on that is that because they pick up, because a lot of my patients would say that they can't get my dog or my cat off the blanket because they can sense the electromagnetic energy because they navigate by using the Earth's electromagnetic field. They have a built-in GPS, so to speak.
Right.
And
yes.
We can't pick that up like the animals can. And that's one of the reasons why I really think that that human resonance, that electromagnetic energy given off, that's the healing energy, is doing the lion's share of the therapy.
Now, also, as we had continued and started to seeing the benefits, just as I had started in the very beginning with Dr. Evangel and his skepticism, which, you know, it didn't take long to prove that this was a valid product, and, you know, that we wanted to continue. Same thing with veterinarians, where everyone's always very skeptical at first, but the results are so quick and so positive that, you know, we're picking up momentum. Now we have many veterinarians that are working and, you know, just an advocate. They really become part of our TORMA team, as well as doctors, therapists, chiropractors, pain management. So once we have the ability to work with these fine doctors, they become part of our team and help us expand in all areas.
So I don't know if you want to mention the team, so I won't say anything, but you have provided this technology to some professional athletes.
That is correct.
Can you mention the team? Or is that top secret?
You know, it really can't. It's an NHL. We'll say it's a New York area NHL team.
Okay, it's a New York area.
New York goes all up to Buffalo, doesn't it?
New York goes to Buffalo.
Okay,
and
let's say no more.
College, so.
But tell us what. So you've actually supplied some of your products to a professional sports team in the New York area, who happens to be the NIH. But anyway, why, and what are they experiencing?
Well, I've had a relationship with the president and general manager of a team for 20 years. And in the past 6 years, he's been very willing to work with me. I've done a lot of good things for this gentleman's family. And we've just evolved together into getting this on his players who are currently using the products and having great success. What we had started with was simple wristbands. And the wristbands are one of our better products that we manufacture.
Infused with the nanotourmaline, we just have to keep
reminding people. That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. And what the attributes are is your visual acuity and focus, where it allows you to see better, have better field of vision.
Well, this is what people report to us.
Which is reported, okay? Reported, we're not making claims.
Thank
but,
you.
Okay, I think we got
we're
that.
We're having tremendous, tremendous success, where it's actually helps improve your reflexes as well. So that being said, we have most of an entire team using these religiously, and we're evolving into other aspects. Now, next is our sleep system for muscle recovery, because muscle recovery, as far as this is a lot deeper than just health and wellness. It goes into muscle recovery for athletes, extending range of motion, also assisting in preventing injuries. So preventative measures, assisting, so we've heard.
So it's also reported. Tell me if this is true or not. It's also reported that these professional athletes have been wearing some of your clothing and noticed that they were recovering much faster. Is that a true report?
I'm going to say yes. Now we do have what we call our we just started making sportswear. And
it's not on the market yet, though.
It's not on the market.
It's being tested.
We have several athletes on this team that use it every game and, seeing results. So eventually, not only with this team, but with many other teams, that we'll get these products out there. And, the idea is health and wellness and hopefully preventative injuries.
And this really is one of the leading edges of the whole, I would say, innovative health and rejuvenation world is creating wearable products, whether they're wristbands, headbands, whether they're clothing, that actually are specific technologies that support the body's ability to heal, repair, regenerate, and just support optimal wellness. This is really pioneering work in the sense of the level of the technology and the nanotechnology that you're working with. At least that's available out there for the public.
Oh, we feel so. Of course, we'll have prejudice because it's our company.
Dr. Mike, tell us some of what your patients and other customers that who've been using the product, what have they noticed? What has most impressed you with some of the testimonials from these patients?
Well, there's a lot of doctors that we have using it, but actually just recently something happened which was really quite remarkable because one of the things that the tourmaline does is it increases serotonin production, which is the feel-good hormone. And I joke with patients, I say, well, tourmaline can increase serotonin production without the black box warnings of Prozac. There's no suicide or homicide potential from tourmaline. But the whole selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drugs, what it does is it stops the old serotonin from being reabsorbed by the body. It's not producing new serotonin, where when you produce new serotonin, then that makes a lot more sense because it's good and fresh and does a good job. But I had a patient that had come in for a back problem, and she didn't tell me that her mom had passed away not too long before coming in. And she didn't tell me that every night when she went to sleep at night, she was crying every single night. And she got a blanket for her back, and she called me the next day quite excited, and she said that she didn't cry. She just thought about her mom, and she thought good thoughts about her mom. She said, could this possibly have something to do with the blanket? I said, well, the tourmaline increases serotonin production and alpha brainwaves, so it sounds to me like there could be a correlation. And there couldn't be a placebo effect because we never even mentioned that before. Because if you say, oh, this can help depression, it can help this, that, or the other thing with a placebo effect, then, it could be basically suggesting that. But that couldn't be the case here. And then we've had a lot of cases with people that are very skeptical and, thinking that, oh, this isn't going to work, and then they're just blown away by a number of different conditions that the products have helped. It seems like every day there's a new miracle story that you hear from somebody. And so it's very exciting. And it's not like, I've been saying this for quite some time, it's not like we're rewriting the book. We're writing the book because the book hasn't been written yet. Because until this nanotechnology has occurred, and the whole thing comes down to is that I think when you have a pile of, say, tourmaline particles, because they do make, the powder, when you have that, it's still not the same, but it's my theory that each particle, each particle gives off a field of energy. I mean, that's a fact. And that I believe when these fields of energy are too close together, they can partially cancel each other out. And when you have that Goldilocks distance apart, where the energy becomes synergistic and cumulative, and that's what we're getting when we experiment with the different formulations, the different percentages of tourmaline that are used. So we've hit pretty much what we think is the sweet spot, which we're not going to tell what percentage it is, but it's the percentage that we have now in our latest blankets and tape that we're using.
You know, okay. We really had learned a lot since we've been focusing on working with diabetics, and we've really learned a lot. And their comments after use has really led us to helping them more, as well as increasing, our energy and efficiencies, where it's helping everyone even more. So diabetes is really, working with diabetics has really been a catalyst.
So what I've been concentrating on is that there are basically a number of major, I call them modern diseases because they didn't really occur to any great extent in ancient people. And every one of these modern diseases, there's six major ones that I've, you know, pretty much come across and that are all related to mitochondrial dysfunction. And those are, see if I remember them all now, it's a test, cancer. The second one I have to remember is Alzheimer's and dementia. The third, autoimmune diseases. Then you have cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, I don't think I mentioned diabetes yet, and the last one would be learning disabilities and autism. And all of these, if you look at all the literature, and this is a big buzzword, it's actually two words, mitochondrial dysfunction, because the mitochondria is so healthy. And I know that a lot of people, I know Dr. Joseph Mercola has one of the biggest websites, if not the biggest website on the in the World Health website, and he talks all the time about mitochondrial dysfunction. And it seems like that's really going to be the future, because if the mitochondria work properly, it seems like, you know, we can be a lot healthier than when they don't work properly. And what messes them up, you have bad electromagnetic energy, which is called dirty electricity, and then you have gluten, you have genetically modified food, and you have chemical toxins. These really mess up the mitochondria. Besides stress, stress messes up everything. And that basically, in a nutshell, is really why I think this works, because of my theory that the nano-sized tourmaline particles, the proper distance apart, really works ferociously on mitochondrial dysfunction.
And we should just add, for people who aren't aware of or don't really know exactly what mitochondria are, they're essentially little energy batteries that exist inside every single cell of your body that are required to function optimally to generate energy for functioning of all the biochemical reactions that go on in the body. Without healthy mitochondria, nothing works. It's like you don't
right.
you just don't have any juice to do anything.
No energy.
So it's really critical. And yes, the mitochondrial dysfunction that people are talking about is the result of all the external stressors, all the oxidative stress, free radical damage, all the inflammation. And one of my favorite topics to talk about is the impact from exposure to electromagnetic fields from our Wi-Fi world having direct impact on oxidative stress and damaging our mitochondria. So technologies that are going to support the body to be protected and to regenerate and to protect against the free radical damage and increase the body's capacity to heal and detoxify are really necessary and essential in at this time and in the future. I thought maybe you could explain a little bit more about the benefits of far infrared frequencies, because that's a major component and feature of tourmaline, especially of the nanotourmaline. Can you explain that a bit more, why that's important?
One more thing I just want to mention about mitochondria is not just us. Every plant and cell, every plant and cell and animal cell on the planet runs off of that ATP that the mitochondria produces. That's really the battery life, because it's a triphosphate and diphosphate, and that bond between the second and third phosphate is really what every biochemical reaction needs, you know, for every plant and animal on the planet. But with the far infrared, you have, first of all, 50% of sunlight is made of infrared. 40% visible light and 10% ultraviolet. And light is very, very important for health. And basically all life comes from the sun, more or less. And we're dependent upon the sun. And there's so many biochemical reactions that occur in the human body when we're exposed to sunlight that we don't even know about yet. I'm sure there are many that have not been identified, but it's so healthy. And the people that say, oh, don't go out in the sun, because remember, half of it is infrared. Now you have both near infrared and the medium range infrared and far infrared, and all of those infrared frequencies do so much good for the human body. And even water, and when water, like, I learned this a few years ago, but I was thinking to myself when I learned this, I said, wow, no wonder mountain springs, people say mountain streams, because when sunlight hits water, there's something called structured water, if you look that up online, which is a lot better for you, which basically changes the water somewhat to make it healthier and more easily assimilated by biological organisms. And that's something that a lot of research is being done on. So that's what the sunlight does too. So infrared light is so important. And there's an enzyme that's in the mitochondrial membrane, which is called cytochrome C oxidase. And when it's exposed to infrared, it increases the activity of that enzyme so much. And that's why it's believed that infrared really helps to accelerate the healing process, because it makes those mitochondria produce those molecules of ATP faster, which is really quite fascinating. I hope I answered your question.
So you can go into a sauna, a far infrared sauna, and other technologies that generate this far infrared healing frequency. And the other option is to use the nanotechnology that is infused in blankets or infused in mats or in wristbands or headbands or hats or scarves, blankets that you're doing, and be able to also receive the benefit of the far infrared frequencies to the body.
Yes, but that's only part of it, because we have the three energies, because the far infrared sauna has one energy. With the tourmaline, you have the far infrared, you also have the negative ions, which reduce oxidative stress and all of the things we talked about before, and then you have that healing energy, which is, it is an electromagnetic energy, but there's good and there's bad electromagnetic energy, just like with, cosmic rays and x-rays, all part of the electromagnetic spectrum. But, sunlight is good and is great to produce vitamin D, which we didn't mention yet, but vitamin D will turn off bad genes and turn on good genes. There's at least 5,000 genes that it influences, which is extremely important. And we're learning more and more about how important vitamin D is. And when we were kids, all of us, we were kids, that they never tested for vitamin D. A lot of things they never tested for. But as technology progresses, technology brings us good and bad. We have a lot of pollution that's due to technology, which is bad, but we have a lot of good things too. So I think Stephen Hawking said something very profound. He said that, we have to be careful, because in 1,000 years, the way we're going, that the human race could become extinct because of all the, what we're doing to destroy the planet. And we have to be careful because, one thing I talk about a lot is that, the white settlers, when they came to the United States, they called the Native Americans savages, but the Native Americans had so much respect for the environment and to, respect nature. And that's something that the white settlers, we were really the savages, not them, but we didn't understand that. And, I'll be quiet now because I've talked enough.
So I think you both have done a really good job in getting people to understand that we have a new healing technology made from nano tourmaline. These are microscopic particles of the tourmaline stone, and the they are infused in textiles and materials. So that's why they're available as mats. You can buy blankets that are infused with the tourmaline. You can get tape that practitioners use to support areas of strain and injury. You can soon get more clothing that you guys are putting together. So there's really an infinite possibility of what can be infused with this nanotechnology, to be honest. I mean, anything that's a material,
right.
You know. You're going to do me a big favor and infuse a couple of pairs of socks for a friend of mine who has two injured feet that aren't really healing appropriately. And we're going to, maybe he's a good test subject too. So
sure.
We're going to infuse his socks with the technology and support. You know, the intention is, and my belief is, that it will support his body's ability to heal, recover, reduce the pain, inflammation, accelerate the proper healing that needs to happen. So that'll be really interesting. And as you develop what you're doing and go into the many variations on a theme, there's just so much potential here. And I love the idea of wearable healing cloths, materials, you know, just that really excites me. Or to sleep on bedding that is generating these healing frequencies as you're regenerating through sleep, how it can accelerate the body's ability to heal, repair, rejuvenate at night. So, that's why I wanted you both to be on the show, because I think what you're doing is really profound. You're really at the leading edge. You're working with technology that is effective and safe. You know, you're not swallowing pills. You're not putting on salves. You're just wearing materials that are infused with a technology that is supporting the body's ability to heal and repair. So that to me is a real exciting, you know, frontier of healing. Okay, so I say
did
that
you
right?
Tell them about the offer for your listeners?
I'm about to do that.
Okay.
We do want to mention that we do have a few items available that aren't on the website yet that will be available soon, which include wristbands. We have arm sleeve, leg sleeves, and scarves, and pillowcase covers. Pillow covers.
Right.
So we do have a couple of other items that will be on our website very soon. And, just to make your listeners aware of that.
So if you want to check out the website, it's Terma Health, that's TOURMA health.com for tourmaline, termahealth.com. And Dr. Mike and Fred have made a really special offer to all of my wonderful listeners. Do you want to share what that is, Fred
sure.
or Mike?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. It's Dr. Selman, DRSELLMAN, is the discount code for 20% off. Anything on our website, and that'll be until March 31st.
So that's fantastic. People can go up there, check out what you're doing, learn more about this nanotourmaline technology, and if they want to jump in, I mean, all the products are really reasonable. So I would definitely do that, because I am sitting on my mat and I have my throw that I use every morning when I meditate, and have my wristband. So I really love what you're doing. I'm really excited by the potential of what it's offering us, and how to take healing to a whole other level by just wearing clothes or sleeping on the sheets, the cotton sheets that are infused with this unique technology. It's wonderful. So I want to thank you both for being with me on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's such a pleasure.
It's been great talking to you, Dr. Michael Evangel and Fred Dumbrow.
No,
right? Is it Right?
That's fine.
Sorry, do I have it right? Okay. Okay. And you guys are great, and you're quite a team. I appreciate your time with me today and my listeners. It's very inspiring. And for all my listeners, check out termahealth.com and take advantage of the wonderful 20% off discount that is being offered for any of their products. So, you know,
remember,
lots of wonderful new possibilities.
DRSELMAN is the discount code for Dr. Selman.
DRSELMAN for me, Dr. Selman.
Right, for you. So, but no period after the R.
Thank
no
you
period.
So much for giving us the time today as well.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun, actually. Thanks for being with me. And to all of you listening, thanks again for joining in on another wonderful opportunity to get educated, empowered, to continually learn and grow and expand our horizons. And I just want to remind you, until next time, always honor the wise woman and the wise feminine self within you. So until then, bye for now.